This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. In a letter to the National Park Service and Department of Fish and Wildlife, U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse left no doubt about his opposition to the North Cascades grizzly bear restoration plan. Newhouse says the locals are still learning how to handle a growing wolf population.
My concern is that we are headed down a very similar path with the grizzly bear if we don't take into consideration those people that have to deal with this on a regular basis. And I just don't think that the federal government should make the same mistake again and put these people in a position that is untenable and that we'll have to be dealing with for years to come in ways that are very difficult.
Newhouse says the agencies have spelled out several alternatives.
I've not heard from a tremendous number of people clamoring for this reintroduction, so it seems to me that the option A that they have listed as an alternative is the most valid, and that would comply with state law. As you know, we have a law that says grizzly bears shall not be introduced or transplanted into the state. And I think it would also most accurately reflect the will of the people in the area.
Newhouse says he's concerned the Park Service and Fish and Wildlife are moving forward with the plans without sound science to support the move.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.